If you're just waking up, here's a major story this morning. President Bush has announced that he has selected Judge Samuel Alito as his nominee to the United States Supreme Court. He would replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. He's a federal appeals court judge. He's in New Jersey. He's 55 years old, relatively young. And we're going now to Michael Gerhard, a professor of law at the University of Chapel Hill. University of North Carolina, perhaps, would be more accurate. He's author of The Federal Appointments Process, A Constitutional and Historical Analysis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, before this nomination was made, after Harriet Myers withdrew last week, we heard conservatives say there are 15 or 20 people that they might find quite acceptable to the Supreme Court. What does it say about the White House thinking that they chose this particular man, Samuel Alito?
Well, they chose somebody, I think, that was on that list. They chose somebody who's going to be satisfactory to the far right. They chose somebody whose nomination will likely provoke a fight in the Senate. But that seems to be what the president would want at this point, and that's what they will get.
Professor Gerhard, NPR's Nina Totenberg is listening in with us as well. She's got a question for you.
Professor Gerhard, what kind of pressure is there in a fight like this on moderate Republicans? I realize there are only a handful of them, but they are a handful that would make a big difference. And I wonder how the Democrats play this vis-a-vis whether or not they go for a filibuster where they only have to have 40 votes, essentially, to maintain it, or whether they actually try to convert some Republicans to vote and then actually try to beat the nomination and give up the idea of a filibuster.
My guess is that it will be a multi-step process, and as you point out, the first step will be for Democrats who are opposed to Judge Alito's nomination to the court to make an appeal to the moderate Republicans, but the appeal will likely not just be made by Democrats, but it will be made all over the
You still with us, Professor Gerhard?
Yes, hello.
Oh, okay, there we go, Anyway, you were saying appeals will be made all over the
place. Yes, appeals will be made from a variety of different groups to the moderate Republicans, but those moderate Republicans, by and large, are pro-choice. They support Roe versus Wade. And since Judge Alito is somebody who is likely to be thought of as opposed to Roe versus Wade, those moderate Republicans will be put very much on a hot seat, and there will be tremendous pressure applied to them. And as Nina points out, these will be people, I think, that who will likely determine the fate of Judge Alito's nomination.
Does he have a long enough record to feel confident about how he would rule on Roe versus Wade?
He has a long record, I think, that will satisfy the president and obviously the people on the right. But one thing that I think is different about this nomination is the timing of it. We come at a time with the court very much split, four on one side, four on the other. Justice O'Connor is in the middle and off many votes, including Roe versus Wade. And so the real question, I think, in these hearings will be about precedent, the extent to which Judge Alito, once he gets to the court, will respect stare decisis, which means respecting precedent. And my guess is that will be a huge topic in these hearings.
And just very briefly, one other issue here. Many people were hoping the nominee would not be a white male. It is.
That's exactly right. President Bush has now made four nominations to the Supreme Court. Three of the four were of white males. One was of a woman, and that was Harriet Myers. I think this tells us that philosophy is the central concern to this administration, not the gender of the nominee, not whether the nominee is Hispanic or not, but it's regrettable, I think, in this day and time that the president was not able to find somebody who was a woman, a qualified woman, to meet his other criteria.
And just to mention your math there, when you say four nominees, you're saying John Roberts was nominated twice, first
exactly.
As associate, then as chief justice.
That's right.
Professor Gerhard, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
That's Michael Gerhard, a professor of law and author of The Federal Appointments Process, A Constitutional and Historical Analysis. He's talking about the nomination to the United States Supreme Court, and we'll continue. This is special coverage from NPR News.